is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Quick question about you having a 4-year-old and a 10-month-old, Ciarán, yeah? They obviously have names, the kids have.
Of course
they have Kid A and Kid B. Who had the final say on what the names for the kids were going to be? Was it you or your partner?
The first one, she was pretty dosed out of it, and I named him.
She was pretty dosed out of it, so I named him.
Yeah, we had two names picked, and I picked one of them, and thankfully she still says to this day that it was Jamie and Callum, and thankfully she says he just doesn't look like a Jamie, so I'm glad I got that one right. And the second one, then we had a pick before we went in, and there was no change in it.
When people say that baby doesn't look like a John. What does a John look like?
You do.
Anyway, well done for taking advantage of your drugged out wife, Ciarán. Brilliant.
Absolutely,
that is, yeah.
There's a reason you're asking him that question.
Yes, I am. There is a woman doing a job in New York now, Adrian, and she is called the baby name Guru. This is in the news today. The baby name Guru, and her job is basically to get couples to agree on names, because more and more couples, it says nowadays, are arguing and rowing over what to call their children. It can be a tricky business choosing the right baby name, but who should have the final say? The mother who's carried the baby for 9 months, or the father whose job at making the baby be probably only lasted a matter of minutes? No argument there.
No.
But when it comes down to it, who should have the final say? So this baby guru, her name is Sherry Suzanne, and her business is basically, Adrian, so say you and I have a baby together. It's hypothetical, okay?
Yeah, okay,
you're the woman here, okay?
Okay.
And we have a baby together, and you want to call the little boy, give me a disgusting name.
A disgusting, Fergus.
Okay, you want to call our son Fergus.
Yeah.
And you're holding the baby, and you say to me, look, Jeremy, look at little Fergus. No, honey. You are not calling that baby Fergus. That is a disgusting name. I want to call the baby Bill.
Right.
Okay? And we end up arguing about it, and we're at a stalemate here. We can't agree on the name. Well, this woman, Sherry Suzanne, her job is to sit down in a room with the two of you
and mediate about names.
And come to a compromise and maybe give you a name in between. So something in between Bill and Fergus. Fergus, maybe.
Okay, we'd love to hear from you on 6797981. Text or WhatsApp us 0877 98 98 98. Yes. How did you settle on your child's name?
And who should have the final say? Who should have the final say? Should it be the man or the wife? Now, a lot of people would probably say the mother, wouldn't they? Because... although, why the mother? I'm just saying.
How did you settle on your child's name, and did it lead to arguments? Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. And just finally on the leaving cert, I just want to come back to this for one second.
Yes.
To everybody who didn't get the results they were hoping for, if you could see the amount of texts we're after getting in, the amount of calls we're after getting in from people who didn't do overly well in the leaving cert, each and every one of them is doing all right in their lives now.
Yeah, but nobody's going to text in and say I got a bad leaving cert and now I've no job or nothing.
Did. We talked to the guy whose wife looks like the end of a bag of chips.
I think the bag of chips are very attractive looking. Yes, text or WhatsApp us now, 0877 98 98 98. How did you agree on a name for your child, number one? And number two, who do you feel, who do you think should have the final say? So if you're arguing, if it's like the sort of the Ryanair pilot strike here, where you're sitting down at a table and you can't agree, and you're just completely at each other. No, I don't want my child called Fergus. Well, I like Fergus. Fergus was my grandfather's name, and I want that as our child. How do you come to an agreement? Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. I would imagine, Adrian, the vast majority of people believe that the mother should have the final say. What was it in your situation?
No, we agreed on both, actually. There's no problem at all.
You're very, very lucky.
Yeah, we agreed on both. Sean and Laura, we both loved the names at the time.
Both your kids' names are very inoffensive. They're not polarising names.
No, they're not, no.
I mean, I've never heard anybody saying that Sean is a disgusting name.
No.
It's a bland name, isn't it? And Laura is a bland name as well.
Bland?
No, bland, but I mean, it's not going to cause any offence.
It's not going to cause offence. No,
no, it's not.
It's
bland. It's just a normal bland name. No, but had you turned around and said to the mother of your children at the time that I want to call my daughter Fidelma,
Which that may have led to... Yeah, it may have.
Or Nikita.
Tracy, how did you settle on your son's name?
His dad and a friend settled over a game of pool.
So really? What is his name is Chalk, is it? Or what's his name?
No, there was two names? And
I couldn't choose a name for him because any name I was looking at and going, no. So I had to choose a name before I left the hospital, like, and say 3 or 4 days later, whatever reason I was in for.
So what, did they play a game of pool and decide over the game of pool?
Yeah.
And had they a couple of options?
My son's dad, he was playing a game of pool and his friend was called Martin. So the friend Martin said, if he wins, Con would have to name his child Martin after him because we still hadn't got a name for him. So,
So that's how they settled on the name?
Yeah.
Over a game of pool?
Yeah, my son's dad lost the game, so we had to call him Martin.
Right. So, and that's what he's called now, Martin?
Yeah, Martin.
And are you happy with that?
Well, it has to be, haven't I?
Oh my God, did you just admit on the radio you hate your son's name?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you kind of did.
No, I didn't, no. It wouldn't have been a name I would have chosen.
Yeah, I have to be honest with you, John, no disrespect to your son. Your son is beautiful. He's a beautiful child. But I wouldn't in a million years choose the name Martin for a child. And Martin, to me, is not a child's name. It's an old man that wears a cap and smokes a cigarette. Look at Martin at the end of the bar, AJ. There's Martin.
Well, he's Marty and whatever else he's called.
Yeah, Marty's okay. Stick to Marty.
He's 23 now, so...
Oh, right, all right. He's probably gotten used to it by now, I would think.
But he probably is at the end of a bar wearing a hat and a cigarette in his mouth there.
Thanks, Tracy. Jade, how did you decide on your child's name?
Well, I knew I was having a little boy and we couldn't decide on his name, so I gave his daddy the choice. We sent three names and on the day I was having him, we were having a section... So his daddy had the three names made onto three different hats and then he chose the name when he saw him and he handed the baby to me with the name on the hat and I was delighted.
Oh, right, okay. So you left it up to him?
I did leave it up to him. I trusted him completely, yeah.
And what name did he come up with?
We called him Phoenix.
Phoenix?
Phoenix, yeah, Phoenix. And I love it and it's fabulous.
And he came up with the name all by himself?
He came up with the name all by himself. Yeah.
Only a man could come up with that name for a child, eh?
Well, I absolutely love it. His daddy's a musician and it's a real musician's name and it's just brilliant and it suits him. And you know what, right? I hate run-of-the-mill names. My kids go to school and it's Katie, put your hand up. Megan, put your hand up. Laura, put your hand up. There's 10 of them in the class. So I like unusual names and
Now, I have to say, when I was a young fella, the name Adrian, I hated it as a young fella.
It's still hated now, Adrian.
No, I like it now. But when I was young, obviously I was the only Adrian in the class. So, you know, there wasn't 10 Adrians putting their hands up. But because it was such a different name, I hated it for that reason.
I mean? I love different names.
My mates were Dave and Brian and Barry and all these names that were common names. Mine was Adrian. I honestly used to hate it, but now I love it.
And what age is your child now, Jade?
He is 3 and a half.
Okay, do you think, and I'm just throwing this out there, do you think when he gets older that he may, because I hate my parents because they called me Jeremy, it's an affliction, do you think that he'll hold it against you that you called him such an unusual name?
No, not at all. We come from a family kind of not the run-of-the-mill names. I have another daughter called Francesca and my eldest daughter's called Esperanza, it's Spanish. I just don't believe in run-of-the-mill names. And everybody that meets him says, oh my God, he suits his name, he's so gorgeous, and that's it.
Names like Sean and Laura, which are my two, they're run-of-the-mill names, are they?
I would consider that. I don't think they're bad names. I just think there's loads of them out there.
They're bland.
And I just think it's good to be different.
Yeah, bland. 10 a penny, basically.
Sorry, my children listen to this show and you're calling them
bland.
Oh,
no, my child's name is bland as well. It's as bland as you can get. Message from Taria on Facebook. That's a beautiful name, isn't it, Taria?
It is.
And she says, just give your kids normal names. The only one who thinks it's cool is the parents, which I think is right. I think parents sometimes can be very self-involved by calling the child a name. Like, I'd never call my child a name that I wanted him to be called. You know what I mean? Just because I happen to like a movie series or a TV program.
Like you're a Star Wars freak. You didn't call your child Han Solo.
No, I didn't. Can you call your child Han Solo?
It'd be a bit odd.
Yeah. And finally, this person said, and I'm not going to tell you their name just yet, but he says, or she says, I don't even know the gender of this person, because of their name. I hated my name as a child. It took me 42 years to like it. And now it really annoys me when it's mispronounced or spelt wrong. This person's name, Adrian, I've never heard this name before. Well, their second name is Cooper. Okay?
Yeah.
And their first name is Corona.
Corona?
Corona.
Corona Cooper.
Corona Cooper.
That's an all right name.
You know, like the drink you get with a bit of lime in the top of it.
Yeah. Corona Cooper. Very good. Yeah.
Could
like
be worse. Could be Corona Light.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, sorry, she's female. Corona is female.
Corona, yeah, that's a lovely name. And like I said, when I was younger, I hated the name Adrian. It's only when I became an adult I actually started to like the name.
Can you tell your daughter? I didn't realise she was listening. I actually love the name Laura. I've told her that many times.
Have you?
But it's not the most exotic name. That's
Susan!
Yeah?
Now, you had a name in mind for your young fella, but your husband said a blank no.
Yeah.
What was the name?
Elvis.
Oh. Yeah, I see. Now,
was he the only man ever called Elvis?
No, there's loads of people called Elvis Costello.
No, but before Elvis, was anybody ever called Elvis?
No, I think it was quite a common name in America. Okay. So you wanted to call your little lad Elvis, and the husband said no. Why did he say no? Not that I can blame him.
Because he's afraid the child will get slagged, so I took the second name Aaron. I thought it was Elvis Presley's second name.
Oh,
Aaron.
So it was. So he's called Aaron, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a fair compromise. I do think he would have been slagged a bit being called Elvis.
Yeah, he would have, yes.
Everyone would have just gone up to him, "Hi, Elvis." Uh-huh. No, that's all they would have done.
Yes,
no, seriously.
He would have gone, uh-huh.
For the rest of his life, that's all he'd have got. "Hi, Elvis." Uh-huh.
Now, if he lived, as Adrian said, I've just looked this up, it's one of the most popular names in the deep south of America. So if he lived in Mississippi or Tennessee or something like that, I assume Elvis. But it just wouldn't sound right if you're, Adrian, if you're in a house in St. Blanchardstown. "Elvis, your dinner's ready." Doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right.
No.
All right, anyway, I think your husband was right, Susan. And finally, Lisa.
Yeah.
Yourself and your partner had an agreement.
We did, yeah. So what we said was we'd each choose if it was the opposite sex. So we didn't find out what we were having, and we waited until we both had names that we both liked, and we just said, listen, if it's a girl, the partner can pick, and if it's a boy, I can pick. I thought that I was having a boy the whole time.
Yeah.
So I thought, I have this in the bag. Never right, be a different name.
So you agreed and to it only because you thought you were having one?
Exactly. But we didn't really know for sure, but I just had a feeling all along, and it turns out I was wrong. So I didn't get to pick the name in the end, but I'm still happy.
And what was the name?
Layla.
Layla. Oh, that's a nice name.
But everyone keeps asking me, am I an Eric Clapton fan? So I'm definitely not, but He may be.
All right, but that's a nice compromise. And Layla's a lovely name. I think he picked well. Here, have a listen to this final message.
Yes.
Growing up as twins, called Jezebel and Scarlet.
Oh, dear.
We were given so much stick when we were younger. We love our names now, though. It's good to be different. Jezebel and Scarlet were their names. What was wrong with those
I think
parents?
She's saying her name is Jezebel and she's Scarlet over her name. No, so I don't know what she's saying. I think that's what the text means.
I think that's what it could mean.
It does mean that. My name is Jezebel and I'm Scarlet. Finally, Adrian, about double barrel first names. Sarah Jane, a friend of ours, has texted in.
Mm-hmm.
And she says the best pro of having a double barrel first name is that everybody knows you're posh. I mean, double barrel first names are always posh, aren't they?
They are a little bit, yeah.
Sarah Louise.
Oh, no, I know Sarah Louise. She's not posh at all, actually.
Louise Sarah.
All right, thanks very much indeed. It is one of those debates that every parent, every single parent has. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks.